Not close enough to Friday.
You're halfway there.
Yeah.
You are. You're more than halfway there.
It's the short half.
Is that, so the latter part of the week is more difficult than the beginning?
This week it is.
Is it?
I woke
Why?
Up. I don't know. I just woke up today tired, and I went to bed early last night.
Uh-huh.
The puppy slept in, because if you notice, it's darker now in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, it's still dark at like 7-ish.
Right. It's always darkest before the dawn.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Thanks.
How about that?
You're a philosopher,
yeah.
Aren't you? A poet, a philosopher,
ambidextrous. Yeah. I'd never understand the jealousy involved with that, Wendy. It's not my fault I was blessed with ambidextrosity.
That's very good,
you know,
by
what?
The way.
After being so disappointed last night, and I was just so,
about the Cubs?
I just sat there. I turned the TV off. Like I watched the obligatory shots of the Cubs in the dugout watching another team celebrate. I watched those, and then I turned it off, and I just sat there for about 5 minutes. I don't know why. I just needed to, you know, just kind of come off the 5-hour game before going upstairs. And I thought to myself, I need some good news. And then today we get the news that it looks like Toys R Us is coming back after a long, 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 long absence.
You know, we've
we haven't had Toys R Us since 2018. Did you know that?
That was my question. How long have they been closed? Because I haven't missed it at all.
I think 4 months, 3 or 4 months. And I don't think it's definite yet. I don't think that scene. I don't think they showed that part.
I'm pretty positive.
They didn't think America was ready to see it.
By the early 50s, Kroc was selling multi-mixers from coast to coast. In California, he sold multi-mixers to the McDonald's brothers, who impressed him with the speed and cleanliness of their restaurant operation.
Yeah.
There was definitely a business card of
that
somewhere.
That said he was with Cock Robin or Prince Castle?
I think so.
Yeah? I don't remember that. Why didn't he do for them what he eventually did for McDonald's?
Because he fell in love with the speed and cleanliness of their restaurant operation. I mean, I really was a fan of the double cheeseburgers at Cock Robin, but don't you think that they were typically known for just their ice cream? They had burgers and fries.
Right.
And then they bastardized their menu by having like cheese sticks and stuff later in the very end of things.
Didn't they also have like fried clams or something? Am I imagining?
There is something weird like that.
There was some food that you wouldn't go. Yeah, that's in a
you
fast
wouldn't need
food
that
place, right? I want to say fried clams.
But they had their top hat sundaes.
Yeah,
that's what they were called.
Really good, and they had some kind of, I guess it was sherbet that was lime. They had
jumbo
lime
cone.
Orange. What was it called?
It was the jumbo cone, and it was three scoops of grape,
right,
orange, and lime sherbet on a regular cone,
not a
sugar cone.
That sounds right. That was pretty good.
I think it was called the jumbo cone.
See, my problem was, as a four-year-old, I couldn't convince my parents to let me have that, but then also have chocolate marshmallow ice cream, because every time I went there, they had so many great flavors, but I would always go, the chocolate marshmallow is just too good. I wanted both because the other one was so colorful, and just the lime part alone, I go, I would just do it for the lime. But then you had the other, was it grape and orange?
Yeah.
Yeah? But, my parents would never fall for it. Why don't I eat one now, and then we'll freeze one, and I'll have one later, said four-year-old me. But I would still, if I was going in there today, I would still use that same logic.
I like it. Upon returning to Chicago, Kroc pushed Friedenhagen and Prince to franchise Prince Castle restaurants, family members said.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy for them to say that now. But the two founders thought it was too risky, so Kroc opened the first McDonald's franchise in Des Plaines using much of the business acumen that he learned at Prince Castle.
Oh, how about that?
Look at that.
How about that?
Prince Castle.
Yeah.
And then Prince Castle in 1954 was renamed to Cock Robin.
But there had to be some period where they coexisted. Because like I said, I remember, I'm trying to remember the exact address, somewhere on Harlem, there was a Prince Castle, and then about a mile and a half away, there was a Cock Robin. And they had to be at about, if not this, no, they had to be at the same time, because there were times where we would choose, which one do you guys want to go to? And I go, well, if you let me get that sherbet concoction and the chocolate marshmallow.
Why do I feel, your poor mom, why do I feel you never gave up that quest? Like every time you would try the same thing.
But I feel like I feel like she stood her ground.
Yeah, she was pretty strong.
Because he's still trying.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah, she was strong yet wasn't. You know what I mean?
Well, she...
She gave in to you guys a lot. Again, their kitchen. They
it
had
was like
just
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory in our
really?
Kitchen.
Really?
Like containers of candy.
Of everything.
Like just, all the time.
Did she have a sweet tooth?
A little bit.
I mean, I love candy, so I have a lot of candy around the house.
But this
I
wasn't don't. Just candy. It was candy, cookies, cakes, everything.
Sweets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. everything.
And just, none of you are diabetic?
No. No.
That amazes
Not yet.
Me.
Right. It'll catch up to us. I'm positive it'll catch up to us.
So the prince died of a heart attack, devastated by the death of his friend and fearing repercussions from the prince estate for using his name. Friedenhagen decided to start fresh with a new name. In 1954, Prince Castle was renamed Cock Robin.
In what year? 64. Now, see, so that proves they had to have coexisted because I wasn't born in 1954. I was born in 1963. But I remember in my childhood.
But they're saying no. So
no?
Maybe, do you ever think maybe your childhood recollection is incorrect?
Mm-mm. Impossible.
Donald Trump says
it's
incorrect.
Well, how would I remember being there if it didn't exist when I was a kid?
Because just because you remember it doesn't mean that it happened.
I was in there.
In 1954, Prince Castle was renamed Cock Robin.
I was in both.
Maybe people still called it that.
No, the sign said Prince Castle.
Oh. Well,
because we would say, who wants to go to Prince Castle? And then we'd all look at each other. That hasn't existed in 9 years. We'd get in the Wayback Machine. We're going back, Marty. Back to the Future. My dad would say that. And we'd all go, what's he talking about? Because Back to the Future wasn't a movie yet.
Maybe they kept the sign up.
No, it was a totally different place.
He won't take no for an answer, even if Mr. Prince's family or Frugenglagen calls. He will not. He'll just go, yeah, I'm sorry, but thank
That's
you.
That's not true. Yeah. You're
but
wrong.
But
you did
how
not
could
own
I
that
know
restaurant
I was
there.
In there? I mean, I wouldn't even know it existed as a kid if it was gone years before I was born.
I remember hearing about it because I remember my parents talking about it, and I'm like, oh, I'm sure Cock Robin and Brookfield, which was the last remaining one, I'm sure in my head I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember Prince Castle. Maybe we do.
I never heard of it. And actually, Cock Robin, never heard of it until I moved to the suburbs.
I remember one day we all got in the Hindenburg.
We know how that ends.
Well, that's why you think you were in a Prince Castle, because you were dead.
Then we went to see the Brooklyn Dodgers. What a game it was, I tell you.
Oh, the humanity.
What a game.
Listen,
right?
I don't like to really back you up ever. I really don't.
I know.
And now I'm thinking that the Cock Robin in Brookfield, at one point, my mom would say, you want to go to Prince Castle? And I'd be like, yes. So I
it
don't know.
It should be easy to find.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'll do.
I'll do it. I'll investigate it for you.
I'm looking right now, but I'm thinking I remember Prince Castle too now.
But be specific in Brookfield, you know, because maybe some of them did.
Some of them must have lingered.
Stuck around.
Yeah.
It kind of like was like at the McDonald's, right? They didn't call them all McDonald's. Well, Croc did once he opened it.
Right,
but
right.
Was the first, the real one.
But there's always
the one
places.
He stole.
Right. There's always places like, there's still a couple of Barnaby's that are hanging on. Like Barnaby's used to be everywhere.
I love Barnaby's.
And for some reason, most of those places that still exist are in Niles. I don't know why. But like with Arthur Treacher's, every Arthur Treacher's everywhere closed. But in Niles, they were oblivious to it. They're like, what are you talking about? No, they're all gone. You're the only one left. Really? Yeah, really. They're all gone. But here, I don't know
Is
what goes on.
Is it still open?
No, they're gone now. But they like one time I brought, I went there. Do you remember Arthur Treacher's fish and chips?
Yes. Yeah, they were great. Then it reminds me of Jack in the Box, which I think was Morton Grove. You're right.
There was
it was
one
like
in
the North.
Grove. So I brought one to a friend of mine, and he looked at it. He goes, how did you get this? I go, this still exists. It's in Niles. He goes, there hasn't been an Arthur Treacher's in 20 years. I go, don't tell them that in Niles, because they get nuts if you tell them that.
That's crazy.
They have no
but
idea.
You know what? They're independently owned, right? So
I
why
think
not?
So, yeah. You still have to buy into the franchise.
Right.
But how do they sell one to the guy in Niles going, oh, yeah, these are flourishing. They're all over the country. Really? I don't think they are.
Or he was just the last holdout.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe his
go
was
one
doing
of those
good.
Right now.
Arthur Treacher's fish and chips. Do you remember Arthur Treacher used to be on Merv Griffin's show? He was the sidekick who never, he would just like doze off.
Did he have a big mustache?
Wait,
so you mean a man with that name?
Arthur Treacher.
Was it really him? Is that a fictional character?
It was a guy. It was a British guy who was in movies like in the 30s or the 40s.
Really? But did he own the restaurants?
Somebody thought that the best way to sell America on the idea of fish and chips was to include Arthur Treacher in it. Nobody in America, I mean, with all due respect to Arthur Treacher, nobody's decision was ever based like, yeah, I saw that old guy. He was falling asleep on Merv Griffin show. I got to try his fish and chips. That never happened once. But somehow.
But they used his name, specific person?
Yeah.
All right, who would even know that?
Yeah.
Besides
me.
Bill.
Just me. All right, we'll take a quick break. Judy's got the news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Jude. I'm not going to go.
I got to run.
All right.
Bye, Judy. Nice to meet you.
I hope you solve your mystery.
We will.
It's pretty solved. I just have some interesting history of Cock Robin. Like, they were one of the first places where you served yourself. They had the hamburgers made.
Right.
The one in the million shakes.
With a sliding door that you could reach in and grab stuff. And,
right. They'd pre-make their milkshakes so you could just reach in and get it.
Yeah.
And
but you also had the option of having them make it fresh. They would always offer you the option. We've got them in the cooler, or I can make one for you.
They never gave me the option.
No?
Unless you got a flavor that wasn't there.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe they did. I just, you know, if I was wanting to, I'm not a big milkshake person, to be honest with you.
No.
And it was called a jumbo cone.
Were you right on the flavors? I know the lime and the orange, and you said grape.
Yes.
I didn't remember that.
They had a Blizzard in the 70s, which was kind of like
the Dairy Queen Blizzard?
Yeah.
Oh. Really? I don't remember anyone doing mix-ins that early.
Yeah, and they...
I thought that came later.
All I'm going to say, this was just fascinating to me, but what I want to tell you is in 1963 is about the time... I just lost my place here, but it took years... Oh, they were trying to change over the brand because one of them died. I think Frozen Glajean. So he wanted to change the name. It took years for all the stores to completely change over.
Mm-hmm.
In 1963, which is the year we were born, the Brookfield store still ran ads in the papers with the Big Bird on one side and the castle on the right. So I think it was both for a while incorporated on the sign, and then they just did away with the Prince Castle, and it became Cock Robin. But that was 63, so we probably saw it as such.
Here's a text, 708, says, Prince Castle in Harvey was my first job. This is from Tom Dreesen, by the way. Here's another text, I worked at Prince Castle in 1971.
All right, well, then there you go.
We lived in that area until I was four, and we went to both of them fairly frequently. So I don't know what time Prince Castle closed. Cock Robin existed for quite a ways after, but Prince Castle, I knew, went down sometime in the mid to late 60s.
The jumbo cone was only 79 cents in 1986.
Wow.
And they had corn dogs that they added to the menu, pizza puffs, and side orders of onion rings, hash browns, and mushrooms. Of course, their crinkle-cut fries. But I do think some of them added fried clams, which is a weird thing.
I can't be imagining that.
I think you're right.
An odd option for a place that size. But they still, every once in a while, you'll still be in a place. Does Culver's have clam strips? There's something like Culver's that still offers something clammy. Clammy.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know what kid would go, yeah, hamburgers sound good, hot dogs are right, but I have a taste for clams today. It doesn't seem like something a kid would want with any regularity.
They're good, but I mean, when you get them at a fast food place, there are such minimal clams in there. It's just, and give me a fried piece of fried stuff. Of course it's good.
I know.
That is a weird thing.
I always go, what about squid? You got squid? I could go for a squid sandwich right about now.
That is bizarre.
But to me, like when I was really little, just hearing Prince Castle sounded chivalrous. It sounded romantic. I knew that we were just going for ice cream and fast food. But like, it, as in your kid mind, you go, oh, won't that be exciting to be in a castle? Well, it's not really a castle. But even White Castle held that for me as a kid. I'm going to a castle.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
That's why you did
it. There's going to be knights. There's going to be those things that are like a stick and have a sharp ball on the end. I got to go to that. I want to be there.
Friedenhagen and Prince named their new thick malt the One in a Million after the name of a movie starring ice skating star Sonja Henie.
Oh, she was good.
At first, the malteds cost a dime, but were so rich in taste that they were reported to be worth as much as 15 to 20 cents.
Wow. That's a good ice cream treat.
Yes. And then
somebody said that. I know this is only a dime, but I would pay 20 cents
right.
for this.
By the end of October of 1936, their new line of malted milks were being sold.
Mm.
In 36, after the Dion quintuplet children were born, mm-hmm. Prince Castle advertised the quintuplet banana split, 5 scoops of ice cream with your choice of fruit, chocolate, butterscotch, or marshmallow topping, with, of course, 2 slices of bananas for only 15 cents.
Good way to capitalize. What did they do for the Octomom?
They were out of business by then, Bill.
Good thing.
The Depression leveled off. World War II came. Half gallons were selling for 78 cents in 1949.
Oh my God. We should have bought a billion of them. We'd be rich today.
With freezer burn.
Yeah.
That's the flavor, my favorite flavor. The same year, Prince Castle was selling pure ground beef hot hamburger sandwiches at a dime a piece. These evolved into the famous steak burgers long before Steak and Shake.
Really?
Also at this time on the menu were 19-cent twin burgers, a double-deck sandwich, early ancestors of the Big One. This was years before McDonald's Big Mac was being sold for 15 cents.
I seem to remember, like, an early McDonald's signs, before Ronald McDonald was their spokes clown, and they had, remember they had a guy that was, like, a creepy-looking guy was there? You'd see him on the old McDonald's
yes.
signs. I seem to remember the hamburgers having a little, like, a stick in it that said 10 cents, although I think cheeseburgers were 12 cents.
Yeah, I
Does
think you're
sound right.
right. Yeah.
Late 50s, early 60s, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Go on.
No, in the late 40s then, 3 Sherbert jumbo cones were sold for the first time.
Those are pretty good. Not as good as the chocolate marshmallow, but a nice change of pace.
The Sherbert flavors used were classic orange, lime, and grape.
Boy, grape is an odd choice.
No, everybody likes grape.
I love grape, but like you never see grape ice cream.
No, but popsicles, man.
Yeah, grape popsicles.
That was
good.
The one that always went first. Then you were stuck with the lime ones, which I know you like.
I love the lime ones.
Orange
yeah.
was, the cherries were horrible. Plus, you looked like you had terrible lipstick on.
Right, right, right.
But grape was always the first to go. Remember those Bullet Pops?
Yeah.
In your friend's freezer. It was never in ours. My mom never had any treats because my dad was a diabetic. So we had we never had dessert, treats, snacks,
never?
Or anything. Never. I'm surprised we had cereal.
We would get the frozen. All right, so it's like a long, clear.
Mr. Freeze.
Are they called Mr. Freeze?
Flavor Ice?
Yeah, Flavor Ice we got. And my brother and I would fight over the blue ones. We just wanted the blue ones.
Best.
The rest of them, if you went to my dad's house now, there'd still be some cherry and orange ones in the freezer from when we were kids.
I know.
We just
didn't
want
them.
We just wanted the blue ones.
That is my saving grace for my first pregnancy with Michael. And I didn't know to do it. Buzz Killman's wife, Amy, suggested this. We froze a whole box of Flavor Ice because all they let you have for a while when you're getting ready to push out a baby is ice chips.
Yeah.
And I asked if they would let me have Flavor Ice, and they did.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
that and Bob Marley music was like
that
the best thing.
The blue ones were great because the color was pleasing.
Yep.
And the do you know what flavor they were?
Weren't they technically blue raspberry?
Mm, windshield solvent.
No.
Yes, they
no.
were. Yes, they were.
They were sweeter than windshield solvent, which I know because my brother made me drink it.
I have had frozen windshield solvent because my mom would say, make your own Papa flavors. And we would make our own Papa flavors. And
Papa?
Yeah. My mom didn't know it was Flavor Ice. She would say, who wants a Papa flavor? And we'd go, I don't know if there is such a thing, but I'll have a Papa flavor.
Papa flavor.
Yeah, she didn't know what she was talking about. So, yeah, I think the blue ones are windshield solvent. Now, if you go to a store now and you look at it, the flavors are very tropical. There's mango, there's pineapple, there's all kinds of things that we only dreamed of having.
Yeah,
guava,
but,
I've seen guava
but
flavored
But do you need
ones.
That? I kind of like the traditional.
I like the traditional, but every once in a while I say to myself, a pineapple one? I would have that. That sounds pretty good. By the way, I've almost bought Frosty Paws for myself on 3 different occasions. That's the ice cream treat for dogs.
Yeah, I've given
but
it to the
But the packaging
dogs.
Looks delicious. I'm like, oh, man, does that look good.
But why would it be called that?
I just see the word Frosty. I get excited. I don't know. The pause part, I assume it's for everybody, but no, it's just for
it's
dogs.
It's for dogs for their birthdays.
Only for their birthdays?
That's when we used to do it. By 1955, that's when Prince Castle's name began to change to Cock Robin, and the changeover was gradual, usually occurring at not more than two stores per year. So,
oh, boy, is that gradual.
And it started in 55, so yes, there were some Prince Castles.
Yeah.
You're right, you win.
Cock Robin is named for, isn't there a nursery rhyme about Cock Robin? Isn't that where that comes from? And there was a band named Cock Robin in the 80s.
There was a hair band.
Yeah, they kind of came and went. Although they had one good song. I don't remember what it was, but I do remember hearing one good song from Cock Robin. But I think the origins of Cock Robin, I'm pretty sure it was some kid's, like a fairy tale, I think. But I don't remember exactly what he was known for.
God, I forgot about the band Cock Robin. What was their one hit?
If you multiple
just around the corner.
No, I've never heard of that.
It's listed first. The Promise You Made.
Is it When Your Heart Is Weak?
That was the one I wasn't going to mention because I didn't. I've never heard of that. That must be it.
I think it is.
When they had three hits.
Did they? I only remember When Your Heart Is Weak.
Posers.
They should have bought all the Cock Robin ice cream places and done it like a tie-in. Like if you come in for a hamburger and a malt, you get a CD.
Or have live concerts there.
At the various stores.
Cock Robin nursery rhyme, Who Killed Cock Robin?
Oh, that's it. That's it.
That's bad.
Yeah.
It's an English nursery rhyme. It's been used as a murder archetype in world culture.
Yep.
Wow.
I know. It's for little kids, but they're trying to figure out which other cartoon character killed him.
Who killed Cock Robin? I, said the sparrow. With my bow and arrow, I killed Cock Robin. Who saw him die?
This
I, said the fly.
Fun for kids just about to doze off into sleepy land. A murder mystery involving your favorite nursery rhyme character.
Who saw him die? I, said the fly. With my little eye, I saw him die. Who caught his blood? I, said the fish. With my little dish, I caught his blood. Who will make the shroud? I, said the beetle, with my thread and needle. I'll make the shroud. This is terrible. Who will dig his grave? I, said the owl, with my pick and shovel. I'll dig his grave. Who will be the parson? I, said the rook, with my little book. I'll be the parson. Who will be the clerk? I, said the lark. If it's not in the dark, I'll be the clerk.
Good night, Danny. Don't go. Please don't go.
Oh, my God, this goes on. Who will carry the link? Who will be chief mourner?
Oh, man.
Who will carry the coffin? I said the kite. If it's not through the night, I'll carry the coffin. Who will bear the pall? Pall bearer.
Oh, pall bearer. I love it.
We said the wren, both the cock and the hen, will bear the pall. Who will sing a psalm? The thrush is doing that. Who told the bell? The bull told the bell.
Wow.
All the birds of the air fell a-sighing and a-sobbing when they heard the bell toll for poor Cock Robin. That's the last line. It doesn't even rhyme.
No, it doesn't rhyme.
Sobbing and Robin.
So first of all, why would you tell your kid that right before your child is about to go to sleep? Second of all, if you're about to open up a fast food franchise and you want to bring family members in, is that your best story to name your restaurant after? Was Schindler's List's Hamburgers gone? Did somebody already choose that one? Why would you find something so upsetting and depressing as that?
I don't know, Bill. That's terrible.
They were sold on it.
You're ruining my childhood.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of cartoon characters trying to figure out which one killed the bird. Let's name our restaurant after that. That'll be great.
How's your man from Nantucket Bar going?
Not as well as we hoped. Very upsetting. We thought we would have sold a lot more of them, but no.
Someone has sent us, 513 has sent us an old ad for Prince Castle. Prince Help Mother.
I'm trying to remember the logo. There was an actual prince, right? Like somebody wearing like a regal hat and a big collar.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Jughead Jones with a...
Yeah.
And then tear this ad out, half price sale, six steak burgers at Cock Robin and Prince Castle. So there were both logos there for a while. As we learned, starting in 55, they gradually started all switching to Cock Robin.
Yeah. The prince became
a babysitter
bird.
Special.
Oh,
Prince helps mother. Six Prince burgers for 99 cents, or 12 for $1.89.
Wow. Imagine getting that much food for such a low price.
Yeah, we took a walk down memory lane.
And yet kids are heavy set now.
Yeah.
If those were the prices now, people would just explode.
He really looks like Jughead Jones with a little Prince hat on that says PC.
Yeah.
Prince Castle.
Yeah. Politically correct. Subliminal. Very subliminal. They knew what they were doing.
I guess.
All right. We must take a break.
We're just 18 minutes, 20 minutes away from our text.
From the test.
Our text alert from the president. Yeah. I'm looking
forward
to that.
It's going
to
be so exciting. We'll close things off next. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.
All right, we learned a little history of Cock Robin and Prince Castle, and it's always nice to reminisce about our childhood where Bill remembers these things.
Yes.
I tell him he's lying, and then it turns out he's right.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? This show reminded me of when Milt Rosenberg used to have Extension 720.
That's a compliment.
I don't think he would have done a whole hour on Cock Robin, but I could be wrong. It's very possible. Pretty good shows for the rest of the week, Wendy, on paper anyway. We have a chance of messing it up. Grant Mulvey, my best friend in the whole wide world, Grant Mulvey, will be on with us tomorrow. Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who's a writer for the celebrity roasts that they have on
That's right.
Comedy Central. Friday, we've got Roger Kabler, who plays Robin Williams in a one-man show about Robin Williams. Bill Kirkenbauer from Just the Ten of Us and Make Me Laugh.
And the big score on Friday, Ann Wilson.
Ann Wilson.
From Heart.
Yep. Which ventricle was she? Do you remember? I think the left ventricle. Yeah.
She was.
She was good. She'll be on Friday. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in again tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.